96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Most of us are familiar with the eye disease glaucoma, but we'd be hard-pressed to explain exactly what it is or why it happens. Well, January is Glaucoma Awareness Month, and tonight on this Medical Monday, we're going to examine it. My guests are Dr. Leslie Jones, Interim Director of Ophthalmology and Glaucoma Specialist at Howard University Hospital. Also on the phone, we have Dr. Edwin Marshall with the National Eye Health Institute's Education Program. If you have a question or a comment about glaucoma, please give us a call. The lines are open, of course. Our medical experts will be answering your questions tonight at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Dr. Jones, Dr. Marshall, thank you for joining me. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
My pleasure as well.
Dr. Jones, let me start with you. Can you give me a working definition of glaucoma? What is it?
Glaucoma is a group of diseases that essentially damage the optic nerve. One of the myths about glaucoma is that it's one entity. There are actually a lot of different things that can lead to glaucoma, which is actually optic nerve disease. So, for example, if you have a history of trauma down the line, an eye that's been hit a certain way could eventually develop glaucoma. If you have a disease like diabetes, and it's not well controlled, some of the problems in the eye can lead to something called neovascular glaucoma. And there is a very common or prevalent form of glaucoma called primary open-angle glaucoma. And I say, give you just a couple of examples to let you know, there's close to 60 different mechanisms that could affect the eye and end up with the end stage, which is optic nerve damage that we call glaucoma.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Marshall, what is a cataract?
A cataract is a clouding of the lens inside the eye. Most often associated with aging, but as Dr. Jones talked about with glaucoma, it can also occur from trauma as well as other conditions.
Mm-hmm. But specifically, you said with aging, because I know a lot of people notice, or a lot of people have the cataract, the clouding in the eye. They are usually older people. However, can this be seen in younger people as well?
Oh yes. Cataracts can occur even at birth as a complication of a maternal condition, but most often is associated with aging and often referred to as senile cataracts. But, you know, as we age, we all will have some degree of clouding of the lens, and at some point it becomes clinically significant, affecting vision significantly enough that it requires some degree of treatment.
When you talk, Dr. Jones, about, you know, the various types of glaucoma, is it something that a person can notice before the doctor notices?
In most cases, no. Glaucoma really is that silent thief of vision. And that's because by the time someone actually realizes they are having a problem and that problem is due to glaucoma, it's often very late in the disease. Early on, there's really no warning, no symptoms.
Mm-hmm. So what is a doctor looking for, and who usually is the first to detect some of the signs or symptoms?
So generally, it is an ophthalmologist. It is someone who's interested in getting a comprehensive examination of a patient and their eye health. So it's someone who is assessing someone with questions about their history to find out if anyone in the family has had glaucoma, to find out if they suffer from diseases like diabetes or high blood pressure, and then does a comprehensive exam looking for signs of glaucoma. And often, High pressure is equated with glaucoma.
Blood pressure or pressure in the eye?
High eye pressure.
Okay.
And it's often equated with glaucoma. Actually, you ask anyone that sits around my table at home and they'll tell you glaucoma is pressure. Most of the therapy we do or treatment is aimed at lowering pressure. But there's a segment of folks that have high pressure and never develop glaucoma.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. It's a Medical Monday, and tonight we're talking about glaucoma, the eye disease. If you have a question or comment, give us a call. Let's go to the phone lines. Israel, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
How y'all doing this afternoon, this evening?
Doing just fine.
I'm completely blind in my left eye, and they say I'm diabetic first and foremost, but they say it's not diabetic retina. So I wanted to know, what would be, what is congenital glaucoma?
Dr. Marshall?
It's a glaucoma that occurs at birth, sometimes associated with the mother may have had measles during pregnancy, and that can sometimes cause a complication of what we refer to as congenital glaucoma.
Yes.
Okay.
There are a number of infections that the mom can have that result in a child having glaucoma. The mom can be fine, and the baby very rarely can have a genetic predisposition or a genetic tendency to developing glaucoma.
And so you have to be born with congenital glaucoma?
Generally, when we say you have congenital glaucoma, it is something that's recognized in birth to 3 months of life.
Okay.
Israel, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about glaucoma on this Medical Monday. Let's talk to Nikki calling from Suitland. Nikki, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, Harold.
And hi, yes, how are you?
I'm fine. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. I was calling. I just wanted to know, how does marijuana affect positively the effects of glaucoma? And also, what causes glaucoma?
Dr. Jones, I'll let you start with that one.
Thank you so much. Well, that's a common question I get all the time, and especially since marijuana was legalized in the district for treatment of some medical conditions, and glaucoma was on that list. But generally, glaucoma specialists like myself, the American Academy of Glaucoma, we don't support use of marijuana to treat glaucoma because you would essentially have to be high all the time to have the benefit from that form of lowering eye pressure. So yes, marijuana lowers eye pressure, but we have medications, laser treatments, surgery that can do it very effective and last throughout the day, and you still have your ability to function at your highest level.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Marshall, you wanted to add to that?
No, I would agree with that, but I do want to follow up on earlier question with regard to signs and symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the reasons that we have Glaucoma Awareness Month here in January is to increase the level of awareness within the community. As Dr. Jones mentioned, you know, glaucoma, at least open-angle glaucoma, tends to not have signs or symptoms early on, so that a person may have glaucoma and not be aware of it. So anything that we can do to increase awareness about the importance of having, you know, this comprehensive eye examination, particularly for those individuals who are at a higher risk, including African Americans, should make sure that they, you know, they have their eyes checked on a regular basis, so that, you know, the eye care practitioner can in fact observe the possibility of early signs prior to the individual being aware. Because once they detect there's a problem with their vision, usually that loss of vision is irreversible.
Thank you so much. Nikki, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Jason calling from D.C. Jason, give us a call back if you can. Let's go to Joy. Joy calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Joy. What's on your mind? Joy, are you there? Joy, give us a call back if you can. Dr. Marshall, you just mentioned something about a comprehensive eye examination. What does that mean exactly?
Well, you know, many people might believe that because eye pressure is one of the risk factors for glaucoma, that checking the pressure will, in fact, diagnose glaucoma. That's not necessarily so. It requires a thorough evaluation of the eye, including dilation of the pupil, enlarging the pupil, so that the back of the eye can be thoroughly examined for changes around the optic disc. It also may require a visual field assessment to see if the person's already begun to lose some of their vision, tonometry, which actually measures the intraocular pressure of the eye, pachymetry, looking at the thickness of the cornea. So it's much more than just measuring the pressure, but it's a comprehensive assessment. But key to that is having the pupil dilated so that a good examination of the back of the eye can be performed and look for those early signs.
Why the back of the eye, Dr. Jones?
Because we are speaking of glaucoma, which is an optic nerve disease. So we must dilate the pupil so we can get a careful look at the nerve. The nerve looks a certain way in patients that have glaucoma, and certainly as the disease progresses, the nerve changes. So it's something that we look at to make the diagnosis, and it's also how we follow patients over time. And I would absolutely agree with Dr. Marshall. A comprehensive exam is much more than checking eye pressure. But what you have to know is, when should I get my exam? And so it's so important, especially in our community, to know that glaucoma is the leading cause of blindness in African Americans, that it strikes us early. So people who are 40 or older are especially at risk. And in addition, anyone at all is essentially at risk who's over the age of 60. So it is a disease of maturity.
I need to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to be taking more phone calls as we continue our discussion tonight about glaucoma. What is it? How it's treated? Who's at risk? When should you begin to look into having an exam, that comprehensive eye exam? Phone number 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're still taking your phone calls, of course, even after 7:30. So if you're on the line, including Mr. Rice from D.C., Robin from Silver Spring, Michelle calling from Upper Marlboro, stay with us. We will be taking your phone calls. And if you can't get through right now, keep trying. I promise we will get to you. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll be back in just a few seconds. Stay with us.